A leak fuels a firestorm. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden is again urging Congress to pass legislation to legalize abortion at the federal level after a leak suggesting the U.S. Supreme Court is ready to overturn the right to choose.
Speaking to reporters before boarding Air Force One for a trip to Alabama, President Biden called the leaked draft opinion that would overturn Roe v. Wade radical.
If it becomes a law and if what is written is what remains, it goes far beyond the concern of whether or not there is the right to choose. It goes to other basic rights, the right to marry, the right to determine a whole range of things.
He says he's equally concerned about the rationale used.
It would mean that every other decision relating to the notion of privacy is thrown into question.
Chief Justice John Roberts says an investigation is underway to find the source of the leak.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, a White House official, tells Fox News the White House did not know about the draft opinion before the first story was published. But Republicans are pouncing on the leak as politically motivated ahead of the midterms, criticizing liberals.
They want to override impartiality with intimidation.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, a Democratic National Committee statement issued last night, says reproductive rights will be on the ballot this fall. Some Democratic state leaders joining the rally cry, including Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker.
If the legislature turns Republican or the governorship turns Republican, we will end up being an anti-choice state.
A Supreme Court statement says the draft is authentic, but that it does not represent a decision or any member's final position. New sanctions against Russia may be coming soon from the European Union. The bloc's executive branch working on a package that could include oil imports. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
The group overseeing a synagogue in Pittsburgh announces plans to renovate and reopen the facility nearly 4 years after the mass shooting that left 11 people dead.
The Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh's Squirrel Hill neighborhood was the scene of the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in the United States. And since the shooting in 2018, the building had remained closed. But now the congregation says plans are underway to beautify and improve the synagogue and its sanctuary with a design from renowned architect Daniel Libeskind, including a ceiling-wide skylight. A new foundation will be tasked with raising the funds and operating the building. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The Biden administration has determined the WNBA star Brittany Griner is being wrongfully detained in Russia. That means the U.S. will more aggressively work to secure her release while the legal case against her plays out. This from two U.S. officials speaking to the Associated Press. Griner was detained at an airport in February after Russian authorities said a search of her bag revealed vape cartridges containing traces of cannabis oil. U.S. officials previously stopped short of classifying the Phoenix Mercury player as wrongfully detained. Even more jobs open in March than expected.
The Labor Department's job openings and labor turnover report says openings rose to a record 11.55 million. The number of people quitting their jobs, either for a new position or to leave the workforce, rose to 4.54 million. Most who are quitting are finding new jobs. A separate report from job site ZipRecruiter found 11 million job openings in April, with employers continuing to compete to fill positions in a tight labor market. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
The Fed begins a two-day meeting widely expected to end with a more aggressive interest rate hike on Wednesday. For now, stocks are higher, the Dow up 128. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.